A coalition of education and civic groups is challenging several laws that were crammed into the state's annual spending plan. They argue certain policies unrelated to Arizona's budget had no business being adopted as part of a package of budget bills. But there's more at stake than the fate of the laws that are being challenged, which include an unpopular ban on mask mandates in schools. Here to explain how this case could shape the future of the legislative process is our own Ben Giles. Hey there, Ben.
Good morning, Mark.
So what are the laws being challenged, and what's the argument that they shouldn't be allowed to take effect?
Well, it's not just a ban on mask mandates. It's also rules for what teachers can and can't discuss in classrooms. There's some election-related regulations in there as well. And there are two rules that the challengers cite from the Arizona Constitution. And the first is a rule about bills being given a name or a short title. It's called down at the Capitol. And that's supposed to accurately, though sometimes broadly, describe what exactly is in a bill.
All right, so what kind of name did these budget bills have that the challengers say is a problem?
So they're called budget reconciliation bills, or BURBs for short. And Attorney Rupali Desai is representing the challengers. She says that's not a name that makes someone stop and think, is there a ban on mask mandates in there? It's just not descriptive enough, she argues. And she asked the judge to enforce what she called a common sense definition of what budget reconciliation means. And as she described it, it's sort of like a manual for the actual budget. Like, here's a list of money to be spent, and then the reconciliation bills tell state agencies and officials how to effectuate the budget, she said, how to spend it.
All right, so Ben, that's the first issue. But as you alluded to, there's another problem that challengers say there had been with this process, right?
Right. The second legal issue is another rule in the Arizona Constitution. That one says a bill must deal with one single subject and one subject only. And there's one particular bill where Desai says this is a challenge for lawmakers because they crammed so much stuff in there covering all different sorts of topics, many of which, she says, again, have nothing to do with an actual budget, have nothing to do with the state's spending plan.
So, Ben, the issue here seems to be not the substance of the laws, not what the legislature and the governor want to do, but the way that they did it, the way they passed these bills.
That's exactly right. If some of these policies, like the ban on mask mandates, had been adopted in their own bill and passed, I don't think we would be here today, at least not with these legal arguments, because the plaintiffs are arguing Republican lawmakers violated those constitutional rules for the legislative process. This isn't exactly something new for lawmakers. If you ask just about anyone down at the Capitol, they'll tell you when it comes to the budget, cramming it with some policies, that's kind of par for the course. But Desai said lawmakers went too far this year, and now it's time to set things right.
Well, so what have the lawmakers had to say about this, other than the fact that this is not something new?
Well, so technically the state of Arizona is the defendant here because this is a lawsuit challenging the law. But in briefs filed with the court, top Republicans at the Capitol have kind of indicated that they want the court to stay out of their business. Some versions of this argument were presented at the hearing yesterday. For example, the attorney for the state, Patrick Irvine, told the judge that budget reconciliation, that name that is being challenged for the bills, budget reconciliation can kind of mean whatever the legislature decides it to mean, whatever the legislature thinks is, quote, necessary to be included in the budget fits under budget reconciliation. And all this kind of harkens to the arguments that Republicans are making to justify the kind of horse trading and deal making that results in policies like a ban on mask mandates being in the budget, that they need votes to pass a spending plan, and they need Republican votes specifically to pass a spending plan. And sometimes that means they got to buy off votes with someone's pet project, like this mask issue. So in that sense, you could argue that having the mask mandate ban in the budget was sort of necessary to pass a budget.
Right. So, Ben, what happens now? And let's say if the judge decides, yeah, these laws, they don't belong in the budget, shouldn't have been adopted this way. What happens?
Well, Judge Catherine Cooper, the Maricopa County Superior Court, said she'd issue a decision by September 29th. That's when the laws are scheduled to go into effect. Whatever she decides, it's going to get appealed. This is likely one of those cases that is bound for the Arizona Supreme Court. But, you know, if Cooper says, yeah, these laws should not have been in there and I'm tossing them out, and say the Supreme Court eventually agrees with that, that could kind of upend the usual, you know, order of business, that par for the course we were talking about when it comes to the budget process, because it means that Republicans could no longer buy off votes from fellow Republicans with a little pet project or a little pet policy crammed in there at the last minute.
Yeah, it seems like this could be a really consequential ruling either way. All right, that is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, thanks as always.
Thanks, Mark.